Nyolcadik. Origó típusú beszédértést mérő vizsga. A következőkben két idegen nyelvű szöveget fog hallani. Mindkét szöveget háromszor hallgathatja meg. Minden meghallgatást szünet követ. Kérjük, hogy kövesse a feladatlap utasításait. Most olvassa el a feladatlapon az első szöveghez tartozó kérdéseket. Az első szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Set 8, Task 1, Glasgow Tea Rooms. Work is beginning on a £10 million project to restore and preserve one of Glasgow's most famous buildings, the Charles Rennie Mackintosh Willow Tea Rooms. The building, in Sauchiehall Street, was bought by the Willow Tea Rooms Trust in 2014 with the aim of restoring the site to its former glory. The Willow Tea Rooms inside was a separate business and had to relocate. The Trust hopes to reopen the building to coincide with the 150th anniversary of Mackintosh's birth on the 7th of June 2018. Catherine Cranston, a leading figure in the development of tea rooms, set up the Willow Tea Rooms in 1903. The aim now is to allow the public to once again drink tea and dine in the Mackintosh interior. There will also be an exhibition and learning facility focused on the architecture, design and artwork of Mackintosh and the business, social history and success of Miss Cranston. The revenue generated by the tea rooms, which will be run as a social enterprise, will help fund the education and learning centre. Chairwoman of the Trust, Celia Sinclair, said that this place would be the only Mackintosh building where members of the public can still enjoy and participate in the building's original use. Professor Pamela Robertson of the University of Glasgow said that the Willow Tea Rooms were of outstanding importance in Mackintosh's career as one of his most accomplished interiors, where he had input as an architect and designer. She also added that the building would provide a unique experience for visitors, telling the rich story of Glasgow's rise as an economic powerhouse at the turn of the last century. Simpson and Brown were appointed as lead design consultants to restore the Willow Tea Rooms.
Most egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre a válaszadást megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után 3-3 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre válaszoljon. A második meghallgatás következik.
Set 8, Task 1, Glasgow Tea Rooms. Work is beginning on a £10 million project to restore and preserve one of Glasgow's most famous buildings, the Charles Rennie Mackintosh Willow Tea Rooms. The building, in Sauchiehall Street, was bought by the Willow Tea Rooms Trust in 2014, with the aim of restoring the site to its former glory. The Willow Tea Rooms inside was a separate business and had to relocate. The Trust hopes to reopen the building to coincide with the 150th anniversary of Mackintosh's birth on the 7th of June 2018. Catherine Cranston, a leading figure in the development of tea rooms, set up the Willow Tea Rooms in 1903. The aim now is to allow the public to once again drink tea and dine in the Mackintosh interior. There will also be an exhibition and learning facility focused on the architecture, design and artwork of Mackintosh and the business, social history and success of Miss Cranston. The revenue generated by the tea rooms, which will be run as a social enterprise, will help fund the Education and Learning Centre. Chairwoman of the Trust, Celia Sinclair, said that this place would be the only Mackintosh building where members of the public can still enjoy and participate in the building's original use. Professor Pamela Robertson of the University of Glasgow said that the Willow Tea Rooms were of outstanding importance in Mackintosh's career as one of his most accomplished interiors, where he had input as an architect and designer. She also added that the building would provide a unique experience for visitors, telling the rich story of Glasgow's rise as an economic powerhouse at the turn of the last century. Simpson and Brown were appointed as lead design consultants to restore the Willow Tea Rooms.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Set 8, Task 1, Glasgow Tea Rooms. Work is beginning on a £10 million project to restore and preserve one of Glasgow's most famous buildings, the Charles Rennie Mackintosh Willow Tea Rooms. The building, in Sauchiehall Street, was bought by the Willow Tea Rooms Trust in 2014, with the aim of restoring the site to its former glory. The Willow Tea Rooms inside was a separate business and had to relocate. The Trust hopes to reopen the building to coincide with the 150th anniversary of Mackintosh's birth on the 7th of June 2018. Catherine Cranston, a leading figure in the development of tea rooms, set up the Willow Tea Rooms in 1903. The aim now is to allow the public to once again drink tea and dine in the Mackintosh interior. There will also be an exhibition and learning facility focused on the architecture, design and artwork of Mackintosh and the business, social history and success of Miss Cranston. The revenue generated by the tea rooms, which will be run as a social enterprise, will help fund the Education and Learning Centre. Chairwoman of the Trust, Celia Sinclair, said that this place would be the only Mackintosh building where members of the public can still enjoy and participate in the building's original use. Professor Pamela Robertson of the University of Glasgow said that the Willow Tea Rooms were of outstanding importance in Mackintosh's career as one of his most accomplished interiors, where he had input as an architect and designer. She also added that the building would provide a unique experience for visitors, telling the rich story of Glasgow's rise as an economic powerhouse at the turn of the last century. Simpson and Brown were appointed as lead design consultants to restore the Willow Tea Rooms.
Kérjük, hogy olvassa el a második szöveghez tartozó feladatot. A második szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Task 2. To be or not to be vaccinated.
I know a couple who would never consider their children for vaccinations. They take them out of school whenever the time comes for the injections.
To me, it's quite an inconceivable idea that a person would put their child at risk like that every day. I have my children immunized and vaccinated at the schools like any sensible parent would.
I think he would argue that many of the diseases vaccinated against are already out of mainstream circulation, and therefore not a risk to the child any longer, such as polio.
I think parents have a duty of care towards their children that binds them to act in the most responsible way with regards to their health. The government advise it. They must know what is best. They have the experts there after all. The majority of these alternative families who use homeopathic remedies and the like to treat their kids, are simply being neglectful. Many of their children get colds, and they're often sick.
Those families, on the other hand, would argue that increases in modern diseases, like autism or Asperger's disease, are strongly correlated with the government MMR vaccine, for instance, measles, mumps and rubella. Modern science is interfering with the natural order of things and is arrogant enough to think that they are not responsible. Human beings develop resistance to diseases naturally. Even in the past, it was often said a child should eat a handful of mud just to be exposed to the bacteria that hang around in rural communities. They built up their immune systems to live in their localities. They never had these vaccines.
The fact is that life now is generally more stressful. Few can afford to drop out of society and provide a free-range childhood on a farm. Perhaps it is a healthier environment, but the majority cannot afford it. That's why there is this policy of vaccination. Unlike in the past, most people live in cities and travel to other countries, so now they come into contact with a huge variety of germs. Times have changed.
So, you are saying the state is ultimately responsible. You want a nanny state.
I think too many parents think they know what is best medically for their child, when they're actually ignorant.
Most fél perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladat megoldását megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után egy-egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatot megoldja. A második meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. To be or not to be vaccinated.
I know a couple who would never consider their children for vaccinations. They take them out of school whenever the time comes for the injections.
To me, it's quite an inconceivable idea that a person would put their child at risk like that every day. I have my children immunized and vaccinated at the schools like any sensible parent would.
I think he would argue that many of the diseases vaccinated against are already out of mainstream circulation, and therefore not a risk to the child any longer, such as polio.
I think parents have a duty of care towards their children that binds them to act in the most responsible way with regards to their health. The government advise it. They must know what is best. They have the experts there after all. The majority of these alternative families, who use homeopathic remedies and the like to treat their kids, are simply being neglectful. Many of their children get colds and they're often sick.
Those families, on the other hand, would argue that increases in modern diseases, like autism or Asperger's disease, are strongly correlated with the government MMR vaccine, for instance, measles, mumps and rubella. Modern science is interfering with the natural order of things and is arrogant enough to think that they are not responsible. Human beings develop resistance to diseases naturally. Even in the past, it was often said a child should eat a handful of mud just to be exposed to the bacteria that hang around in rural communities. They built up their immune systems to live in their localities. They never had these vaccines.
The fact is that life now is generally more stressful. Few can afford to drop out of society and provide a free-range childhood on a farm. Perhaps it is a healthier environment, but the majority cannot afford it. That's why there is this policy of vaccination. Unlike in the past, most people live in cities and travel to other countries, so now they come into contact with a huge variety of germs. Times have changed.
So, you are saying the state is ultimately responsible. You want a nanny state.
I think too many parents think they know what is best medically for their child, when they're actually ignorant.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. To be or not to be vaccinated.
I know a couple who would never consider their children for vaccinations. They take them out of school whenever the time comes for the injections.
To me, it's quite an inconceivable idea that a person would put their child at risk like that every day. I have my children immunised and vaccinated at the schools like any sensible parent would.
I think he would argue that many of the diseases vaccinated against are already out of mainstream circulation, and therefore not a risk to the child any longer, such as polio.
I think parents have a duty of care towards their children that binds them to act in the most responsible way with regards to their health. The government advise it. They must know what is best. They have the experts there after all. The majority of these alternative families who use homeopathic remedies and the like to treat their kids, are simply being neglectful. Many of their children get colds and they're often sick.
Those families, on the other hand, would argue that increases in modern diseases, like autism or Asperger's disease, are strongly correlated with the government MMR vaccine, for instance, measles, mumps and rubella. Modern science is interfering with the natural order of things and is arrogant enough to think that they are not responsible. Human beings develop resistance to diseases naturally. Even in the past, it was often said a child should eat a handful of mud just to be exposed to the bacteria that hang around in rural communities. They built up their immune systems to live in their localities. They never had these vaccines.
The fact is that life now is generally more stressful. Few can afford to drop out of society and provide a free-range childhood on a farm. Perhaps it is a healthier environment, but the majority cannot afford it. That's why there is this policy of vaccination. Unlike in the past, most people live in cities and travel to other countries, so now they come into contact with a huge variety of germs. Times have changed.
So, you are saying the state is ultimately responsible. You want a nanny state.
I think too many parents think they know what is best medically for their child, when they're actually ignorant.
Munkáját köszönjük, és kérjük, tegye le a tollat.